Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Talking about studying later in life, right? And completing things and doing what you love to do and eventually getting it done. Now, Zelda joins us. Good morning, Zelda.
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
Lekker, happy Monday. Listen, first of all, congratulations. Woo! And thank you for the amazing work you do. It's International Nurses Day today, and you're in that community. So we thank you for all the work that you and many, many other nurses around the world do. So thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, Zelda, tell us a little bit. You didn't do that straight away. I mean, it was something that you did slightly later on in life.
Yes, I did. I was actually a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
And later on in life, we opened a business of our own. But it's actually my aunt. She was a nursing sister in the Karoo. And,
okay.
I always tagged along to the clinic and tinkered about. And she was the one who one day said to me, "Why don't you study nursing?" And I said to her, "Man, I'm too old." And she said, rubbish. You've got an affinity for this stuff. Just do it."
Yes.
And, well, I wasn't the oldest person in the class, but we were all sorts from various backgrounds. But yeah,
wow.
It was difficult. I had three children at the time, but I must say they were amazing. Everyone sort of gave me a wide berth when I was studying. So yeah,
so they gave your time to do it.
They gave me my time. Yes. Yeah.
Now, Zelda, what's quite interesting is about Zelda's journey is that while she was studying, she was not just studying and obviously nursing, but also doing little pockets of speciality studies,
yes,
as well. So while you're doing that, at the same time, you're delving further into what it is that you want to do in the nursing field and picking up that information on the way that eventually got you to where you are now.
Correct. Look, when you start out nursing, you set your mind in a direction that you want to do. But when you get into nursing, you see the different fields.
Sure.
Something else grabs your attention, and I immediately fit into theater and specialized in doing anesthetics, being an anesthetic assistant, and then I did pediatric anesthetics, which was nice. And I got into plastics. And yeah, at the moment I'm working for a plastic surgeon. I'm his private assistant, and I sit in the theater and in his offices.
Zelda, that is amazing. And tell me now that you're doing this, does it feel like that this was always what you were meant to do?
Exactly. I feel like nursing or medicine is my vocation.
Yes.
If I'd woken up a little earlier, maybe I could have been a doctor or a surgeon. But I feel that God puts you where you have to be. And just by having all the children that I've helped through the years go through my hands and being that little bit of support and comfort to a child on its own. I mean, if a child's on the theater bed in your hands, they're by themselves, their mother's not there.
Yes.
So that's the comfort that I feel that I've brought to my patients.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we celebrate our nurses today. Just think about that. You know, that didn't strike me as a parent, but think about that, right? You have a child that's going into a theater. You can't go with your child into the theater. And it doesn't matter if it's a small thing they're going in for or if it's a life-threatening thing that they're going, a procedure they're going for. Either way, you as a parent, you're outside. You have got to wait there. Your baby, your child's hands is in the life's in the hands of the Zeldas out there. And you want to know that it's in the hands of somebody who genuinely cares.
Yes.
And Zelda, that's why we have International Nurses Day, to celebrate all those beautiful lives that have been in your hands in that theater when their mom and dads weren't around. We thank you. Cannot thank
that's
you enough.
That's a great pleasure.
Thanks, Zelda.
Pleasure.
Have a wonderful day today. And thanks for sharing your journey with us.
Yeah. It's a pleasure. You guys enjoy. Thanks
ciao, Zelda,
for the show.
Thanks. Ciao.
Bye.
Now, hey.
Beautiful.
No. I feel so inspired.
I didn't think about that for a second, because you don't.
Yeah.
When your child's in a theater, whose hands they're in. Today's International Nurses Day. We celebrate, we love, we respect, and we thank the nursing fraternity of the world.
Every day,
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.